That somebody new?
This is Larry Hansen.
Hi, Larry. John Fisher.
Hey, John. How are you?
Good. We're waiting for one or two more people, and then we'll be ready to start.
Okay, John. Just as a process question, I have Wade Simon calling in. That might be Wade right there.
Hi, this is Rick.
Nope, it isn't.
Okay, we got Rick Dahlhammer on there. Yeah, Larry, I understand Wade's going to call in and just listen.
Right. If there's too many ports occupied and he needs to get off, just let us know and he'll get off.
I think we have enough ports. I think we'll be good.
Great.
But we're waiting for one more commissioner, and that's going to take us another minute or two. I think we've got everybody else lined up.
Okay.
Who just got on?
Wade Sinn and Fishing Game in Arcata.
Okay, Wade. We're waiting for one more commissioner, and then we'll get started.
Great.
Good morning, everybody. This is Dan.
Hi, Dan. John Fisher.
Okay, and Dan, with you, we're going to go ahead and get started. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. My name is Jim Kellogg. I'm the president of the commission from Discovery Bay. Commissioner Ross, would you identify yourself and let the participants know where you're at?
Well, this is Richard Rogers in the Santa Barbara Fish and Game Office. I'm here with... We'll get to that later.
Hey, Dan, identify yourself and let people know where you're at.
Good morning. This is Dan Richards. I am at the Ontario branch of the Fish and Game Commission.
Okay. Do we have any other commissioners out there yet? Okay. I'm at the Sacramento Fish and Game Commission offices, and with me are John Fisher, our acting executive director, and Sherry Fonbuena, analyst, and
Scott Perro. Anita.
Anita Peterman is with us. We have Rick Dahlhammer on the phone. Rick, you're in California.
I'm in Mendocino.
Okay. And then we have Saki Master from the department. Doug Muir from the department, and we have a Alberta salmon fisherman as well in the audience.
In Sacramento.
Cool, huh?
Yeah. Was there another person that just got on?
Hi, it's Adriana.
Adriana, okay. We have
Okay, Richard, have you got any... other participants besides yourself in your location?
Yes, I do. I have Dr. Craig Schumann, Marine Advisor to the Marine Resources Committee, and no one else in the room.
Okay.
Dan?
I've got Warden Rick Fisher here and Mike Norris, who's who coordinates Hunter Ed for the department here.
Okay.
I think we're at the point where we can move forward with the agenda, John.
Yes. So this is a teleconference meeting, April 21, 2011, and President Kellogg has gone through all the introductions. We have four items on the agenda. Before we start the agenda, I want to call your attention to the fact that earlier in the week, the commission staff sent out a press release indicating the possibility, and I want to emphasize the word possibility, of adding to this agenda item the opportunity for the commission to consider ground fish regulations today. And this was based on a desire on the commission's part to conform with the federal regulations and an expectation, and I should say expectation slash hope, that the federal regulations would be put into place, that we could have something to look at and have the commission respond to. We've received notification that the federal regulations will not be put into place until April 29th, so there's no need to add this to the agenda. The press release that we sent out to everybody indicating that we might add it to the agenda, if we caused you any confusion there, I'm sorry about that, but that's what we're required to do by the government code. So our first agenda item today is discussion and possible adoption of proposed changes to sections 7.00 and 7.50 of Title 14 regarding Central Valley salmon sport fishing. Scott Barrell from the Department of Fish and Game is here to speak briefly to this. I want to call your attention to the fact that this is scheduled for discussion and possible adoption of the proposed changes to these sections of Title 14. They involve Central Valley sport fishing regulations, particularly for salmon. The commission in background received, authorized staff to go to notice at the February 3rd meeting. That notice was published. We scheduled public testimony for the March 3rd and April 7th meetings, but it's my understanding that there were no speakers present at those meetings. We have received a number of email comments in regards to these regulations. You have in your binders the initial statement of reasons, and Scott, if I missed anything, please chime in and let us know. Otherwise, I'm turning this over to you for a brief summary.
Okay. I'm assuming they don't. I'll just read the regulations line by line so we get it into the record to start off with. Do we need to do that? No, I mean, I want to make sure that that's what we want to do. We want to read the regulations in the record as I go through my presentation or not?
Let's ask the commission. I assume we just do a quick summary.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, that's no problem. Basically, the PFMC voted last week to adopt a projected escapement of Central Valley of 377,000 of Sacramento River Falls Chinook coming back to the river. The catch assumption for the Central Valley sport fishery, which I'm speaking to, is 61,400. The department went ahead and crafted a season based on a projected catch of about 60,000 adult fall Sacramento River Falls Chinook. Our goals in the crafting this season are to continue and expand the current late fall fisheries for Chinook and also keep the current protections in place for winter run and spring run Chinook fisheries. For all of the areas, we're going to be having a two-fish bag limit, two-fish in possession, so two-fish bag in possession limit. And so the season for Sacramento River from Deschutes to 500 feet above Red Bluff Diversion Dam is going to be August 1st through December 18th. August 1st is a traditional opener for that area. December 18th was chosen to reduce impacts of the winter run Chinook migrating up into the river. The next section for Sacramento will be from 150 feet below Red Bluff Boat Ramp to Highway 113 Bridge. It'll open on July 16th, which is a traditional opener, and it'll run through December 18th, again, closer for winter run. The lower Sacramento River will run from Highway 113 Bridge to Carquinez Bridge. We'll open on July 16th and we'll run into December 11th. December 11th was chosen as the date because historically from the Central Valley Angler Survey, that's when we've seen our first Cordillera tag from winter run enter the system. With the Feather River, the open area will be 1,000 feet below Thermalito After Bay, outfall to the mouth. The projected season is August 16th to December 11th. We chose to, last year it was open July 31st to August 29th. Here on six spring Chinook tags in that fishery in early two seasons in the early part of the year. That constitutes 23% of the overall Cordillera tags being during that fishery last year. So we decided to reduce the first two weeks of the season to reduce impacts on spring run Chinook. Above Thermalito outfall, will remain closed for 2011. Our concerns are this area has high impacts on Feather River spring Chinook, and the Feather River returns since from 08 to 2010 have been a mean return of 1,200 adults in the previous 5 years, from 2003 to 2007. The mean return was 3,700 adults. So we have basically about a third returning the last 3 years, so we've decided to propose keeping that section closed for this year. American River, from Nimbus Dam to Hazel Bridge Piers, July 16th to December 31st. Hazel Bridge Piers to USGS Gauge downstream from Nimbus Fish Hatchery will be July 16th to September 14th. September 14th is traditional closure for fish holding below the weir. The next area will be the USGS Gauge from Smud, the USGS Gauge downstream of the weir to the Smud Power Line at the lower end of Asphalt Park That'll be open July 16th to October 31st. Again, October 31st is a traditional closure for that area. From the Sun Power Line to the Boone Street Bridge, it'll be open from July 16th to December 31st. And we've added a new section from Jaboon Street Bridge, which basically is near I-5 to the mouth. It'll open on July 16th and it'll close to July, it'll close on December 11th to make it align with this, to the adjacent Sacramento River in the lower area. I mean, we feel this is the first year coming out of a three-year fishery disaster. So we're trying to provide opportunity where possible, maintaining current protections, and is our intent in following years to reopen some of the areas that were closed in 2007. At that point, I'll wait for questions.
Okay, before commissioners respond, I recommend that we hear public comment. Let's start off with a public comment here at the Sacramento office.
Innocence residents for public comments. Okay, so we'll do three minutes per comment. I have two cards here in the Sacramento office. Any cards at the other locations?
None in Santa Barbara.
None in Ontario.
Okay, so 3 minutes. We'll start with Mr. Bob Bookie, followed by Ron LaForte. Mr. Bookie,
you're good right there.
Just speak loud. We'll catch it. So go ahead, sir. I'll watch the clock and let you know.
You can sit if you want.
All right, thank you. My name's Bob Bookie. I'm the owner of Johnson's Bait and Tackle in Yuba City, California. And I object to the Feather River, moving the time on the Feather River from July 16th to August 16th. I believe that with the closure of the outlet, that there is so few fish caught in that river system down below the outlet, that it's not going to be any harm to the springers if we catch one or two fish. The other thing is we've had three fish seasons when we've had less fish than we're having this year. And that to have that closed right now is going to be a great financial impact on our area. That's going to cost me nearly $200,000. That's the most important month of fishing for our area. Our children won't be able to fish because they're going to be back in school again by the time you open the season. And so that's going to hurt that portion of the fishing also. It says there's no financial... Yeah, in the financial impact study there, but it's going to be a tremendous impact to Starbait and myself and all the economy, the guides, and the marine business, all that type of thing is going to be losing. And the other thing that I'd like to throw in here is that we need to address the pumping issue. This is what's caused our problem with the fish in the first place. And we've gotten that pumping shut down for a while, and now we have our fish back again. It's not strictly an ocean thing. It is the pumps that are sucking all our smolt at Walnut Grove. And that's been proven. And the other thing is the spawning beds. They're saying that all the fish are... Am I running out of time?
I'll let you know.
Our fish are mostly coming from the hatchery. Well, why is that? Because we truck every fish from the hatchery down past Walnut Grove down there to, and getting them past the fish that are where they're being pumped out. The natural spawn fish have to go through Walnut Grove and get sucked up by the pumps. The other thing is that the spawning beds, there isn't anything left. They used to spawn all the way down to Live Oak in the past. It's nothing but a sand pit right now. And the only thing left is the low flow area. And we need to work on that. Maybe we could have a few more if we could stop the pumps. So thank you.
Thank you. Ron LaForte?
It's a pleasure to be here to address the commissioners today. My name is Ron LaForce. I'm president of United Outdoorsmen. I represent about 7,000 people in the state of California, and we also have members in Washington, Oregon, Canada, Germany, Norway, and other countries. I'm here to address the salmon issue on the Feathered River and the Sacramento River. I believe that the change from the July 16th date to the August 16th date is going to have a tremendous financial impact on our area and on the people who are in the bait and tackle business, as well as the guides, guide on the river. It's going to cost them a lot of money. They've already suffered for three solid years, and to smack them with $1,000 losses due to a minor date change of a month, this isn't reasonable. I don't believe, I just got off the phone with Anna at the hatchery. She said there are no winter run fish in the Feather River, never has been, and I started fishing it in 1946 at 11 years old and fished it the rest of my life. I fished all over in Alaska and Canada and everywhere. I know there are no winter run fish in the Feather River. But spring run fish arrive in April. They gravitate up into the river, and they're above the low flow and in the low flow hole by the end of June. There's a minor amount that may come up afterward, but there's insignificant in comparison to damage that's going to occur if we change this season. So I'm advocating the July 16th chip and the people who are in business in our area. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Jim, this is Dan. I have a question.
Okay.
One thing, just so I understand, the gentleman before and the one who just spoke.
Wait a minute, Dan. Just because this is being recorded, for the record, this is Commissioner Dan Richards.
Okay, thank you. They're advocating that we keep the July 16th date versus the August 16th for opening. Is there any, are they advocating anything on the closing dates or any modifications to that?
No. Basically, the fall run fish, in my estimation, after the end of October are pretty much gone. We have the late fall run coming in. They gravitate into the river in the November and December. These are beautiful fish, and I would like to see us be able to fish for some of those fish, too. Certainly anything that impacts the winter run, I'm opposed to doing anything that would hurt that run. I think our spring run is safe.
Thank you.
I have no objection to the ending part. I'm just concerned about the beginning, July 16th.
I think I got that.
Thank you.
Any other commissioners want to weigh in at this point? Are there still no public comment folks at any of the satellite locations?
None in Santa Barbara.
None in Ontario.
Yeah, there's no more other questions.
The only thing I would like to add to what the prepared motion is that I would like to ask the other commissioners. I'm going to make the motion. I'm going to ask that my motion is going to be that we open the Sacramento and Feather River run in July out of August.
I'll second that. Mr. President, may I ask a question of the department?
Mr. Richards. Commissioner Rogers.
There's a little bit of static on the phone right now, and that's better.
Thank you. Two comments were made. One, that there was no, by the public speakers, one was that there had been projected no financial impact. I'd like the department to respond to that because it sounds as if there is a substantive financial impact.
The reality is we're going... The Sunken Master of Department of Fish and Game is we're going to recognize the rulemaking is relative to the existing regulations. This package substantially improves the economic situation by expanding salmon to near normal. So the rulemaking has huge positive environment impact.
Okay, I understand. Now, the second question then that I have is from a fishery biology perspective, what is the difference from the department's perspective between a July 16th start and an August 16th start?
Well, fundamentally, the Sankey Master of Department of Fish and Game again. I mean, fundamentally, it's the degree of risk the commission's willing to take to impact spring run. And I'll let Scott give you any specifics if you have any.
Since the fishery reopened, now we're having the constant fractional marking going on at the hatchery, so we have a lot more cordwary tags out there. As I mentioned in my testimony, when this fishery was open on July 31st, we saw 6 cordwary tags out of 26 cordwary tags. That's 23% of the fishery were the spring run fall Chinook. Also, when Neil was in charge of the branch, we realized that once we closed this area for the entire closure, that to reopen it, we'd have to go back to NIMS and renegotiate the impact for the spring run Chinook. And in talking to Alice Lowe, who was our lead on Central Valley, she recalls a conversation between Maria Ray at Natural Marine Fisheries Service and Neil that Maria said, do not go there at this time in terms of reopening above Thermalito for spring run Chinook. So we're taking that same approach and trying to be conservative and reduce all impact in spring run Chinook. Now, in terms of fall run impact, we may have a few fish available that would, if that's the commission's pleasure to do that, but our concern is spring run Chinook and the fact that the hatchery has seen a drop to one-third of historical levels of returns, and that's with no fishing going on these stocks. So.
And, Scott, this is Dan Richards in Ontario. Thank you for that. Richard, those are good questions. I appreciate them, but I want to ask a further question. So the month, the August 16th date versus July 16th date, in the department's mind, adversely affects the recovery of the spring run? Is that what you're saying?
That has yet to be determined. We're just trying to reduce a fishery that has no impact. Whether the impact by opening up a month early affects the recovery, I can't address that at this point in time.
Nice.
And maybe another perspective here. I mean, spring run is a listed fish, and we're obliged to do everything reasonable to protect that listed fish. So that's some of the context of our position.
Sankey, if I may, Dan, I'm sorry, you have more, Dan?
No.
Sankey, if I may, I understand that we're obliged to do everything that's reasonable. Isn't the spring run, at least from the public testimony that we received, already there?
When you say already there, I'm not quite sure I totally understand what you mean.
Well, how would this impact the coming back to July 16 from August 16? How would this impact the spring run?
Well, the and I'll speak for Scott based on my primitive understanding of salmon in the system, is we're basically arguing a delay of about 15 days because we were having spring run show up in that late July period. So by moving it to August 1st, it is simply a proposal to try and reduce our impact of the spring run. That's all it is.
I thought it was August 15th or 16th.
Yeah, we were having spring run show up in the first two weeks of August in that fishery. And these were a mix of spring runs that were hybrid spring runs between fall run and spring run, and then also just what we call true spring run.
So and what percentage of the run would that have been?
All I can address is that we saw 26 cordwary tags in that fishery, and 6 of them were the spring run in the first 2 weeks. So that was 23% overall. I don't know how. I believe that majority of the fish caught in those first 2 weeks were the spring run fish, as represented by the cordwary tags that we recovered.
And I have to also, Sankey Master began, point out that the data is not perfect here. All we're doing is doing our due diligence to let you know that, we think a conservative approach to avoid fishing in that river, that section, to reduce any unnecessary impacts of spring run, but it's your commissioner's preference on what level of risk you're willing to take. We can't say for sure how many you're going to catch this year in that period.
We understand that. Thank you, Sandra.
Okay, commissioners, I mean, unless you got another question or two, I just want to say that there's nobody that can't say that the department and this commission hasn't done everything necessary to protect the salmon, especially in the past 3 years. And there's a lot of conjecture of why the population fell off and on by scientists and biologists and every other kind of people out there, including fishermen and us guys. I still am a firm believer that it's a natural cycle that is going to happen every 100 years or so, and that the salmon are going to stay back, just like when the department wanted to shut down the herring fishery and we didn't do it, and the following year the herring fishery was higher numbers than they've been since they've been keeping record. So I'm staying with my motion the way I made it.
Jim, this is Dan Richards in Ontario. I'm inclined, you know, I second the motion so we'd have some discussion, and I'm inclined to vote for it as well, by the way. But I think because given the huge economic burden that our previous actions have affected these folks, and by the way, I don't think we can always just solely do it on that basis, but I think it's a reality. And I think what we have to do is take a bit of a chance. I think what I'm hearing Salky say is there's some risk here, but it's an undeterminable risk until after the season's over and we know. We're going to have to really pay attention to what has occurred this season, and then next season we're going to have to look at it. If we find it to be detrimental, then we're going to have to put the brakes on and do whatever's necessary. But I'm inclined to, matter of fact, I'm going to support the motion and hope that next year it proves out to be a reasonable option.
Yeah, well, that's what we've always done is take a look at it season by season. So,
oh, this is Commissioner Rogers in Santa Barbara. Dan, I think that's a very reasoned approach that you're just taking. As you know, I have consistently always voted for the biology.
Yep.
And in this case, I believe that as President Kellogg has said, that this commission is on record for the support, and some people would say extreme, I don't, support of the salmon runs in the state of California. And I think that we have been persuaded by the count and by the good work that the department has done over the years, that this run is of sufficient size that we can take that measured risk. I mean, everything that we're doing is a measured risk. Any form of take is a measured risk. I think in this case, I am comfortable with taking that measured risk, so I am inclined to support. Why don't we call for the question?
Okay, I'm going to have John Fisher read the motion with the changes that we request.
Okay, it's moved and seconded that the commission, pursuant to the authority by the Fish and Game Code, and those sections will be specified in the record of the meeting, and to implement and interpret and make specific sections, numerous sections of the code, which again will be specified, hereby amend section 7.00 and 7.50 of Title 14 regarding Central Valley salmon sport fishing. I want to make it clear that the commissioners moved for a July 16th opening date as a change to that, and that it's my understanding that that's within the range of options within the initial statement of reasons. So that's the motion and the second.
Okay, I'll call for a roll call. We got one question from Tonky Master.
Tonky Master, Fish and Game. For the interest of clarity in the record, that's a July 16th through December 11th for the Feather River. Below Thermalito After Bay. Is that correct? Just making sure I got recorded. What changed?
Jim made the motion. He's nodding his head yes. So below thermal lethal after bay Feather River. Okay? Roll call vote?
Yeah, roll call vote.
Commissioner Richards?
Aye.
Commissioner Rogers? Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Kellogg?
Aye.
That's a unanimous 3-0 vote. For the record, there is nobody in the Monterey office, and unanimous 3-0 vote.
Okay, next item.
Agenda item 2, discussion and possible adoption of proposed changes to Section 7.50 of Title 14 regarding Klamath Trinity salmon fishing regulations. As with the previous agenda item, by background, the Commission authorized staff to publish notice of intent to amend these regulations. The notice was published. We had commission meetings on March 3rd and April 7th, and were available to receive public testimony. However, there were no public speakers at the March meeting. At the time that the analysis was completed, the Pacific Fishery Management Council had not made a decision. The department will provide another update on this as soon as possible, and that's going to be in the next couple of minutes. We have, I think, Larry Hansen still on the phone from the department. Larry, sir, I have no speaker cards on this in Sacramento.
No speaker cards in Santa Barbara.
None in Ontario either.
Okay, then, Larry, if you're still there, we'll turn that over to you.
I'm still here, John, and good morning, President Kellogg and commissioners. This is Larry Hansen. Department of Fish and Game coming to you from the Northern Region office in Reading. As Scott has explained to you earlier, the Pacific Fishery Management Council has made its recommendation for allocations last week. The Klamath River received an allocation for 7,900 fall Chinook on this year's allocation. And based on that allocation, we have come up with proposed bag limits for Klamath River fall Chinook of 3 per day, no more than 2 fish over 22 inches. In other words, 2 adults and 1 jack as a daily bag. A possession limit of 9 Chinook, of which no more than 6 may be over 22 inches. Again, adults being over 22, jacks being under. The rest of the regulations are unchanged from last year's package that you received, which would outline brown trout, steelhead trout, daily bag and possession limits. If you want, I can go into detail on those. I don't know if that's necessary. But there is one other section that was presented to the commission for their consideration, which was removing the section of Canyon Creek upstream of the falls located about 4 miles north of the wilderness area boundary in Trinity County into the general regulations for that district. And the rationale behind that movement of that section was that it was a non-anadromous section of stream, and it should not be included in the anadromous regulations. Yeah. So if you have any questions beyond that, I'm here to answer them.
Commissioners, any questions on that? If not, there is a prepared motion.
None in Ontario.
None in Santa Barbara.
Okay, let's listen to the motion, please.
Moved and seconded that the commission, pursuant to the authority by sections 200, 202, and several other sections which will be included as part of the official record of the code, and to implement and interpret and make specific sections of the code which will be specified in the official record, hereby amends the Klamath Trinity salmon fishing regulations.
I shall move and call for a roll call vote.
I'll second then.
Okay, Commissioner Richards.
Aye.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Kellogg.
Aye.
Passed 3-0. Again, for the record, there is nobody speaking from the Monterey office. No public folks there. Number three. Discussion and possible adoption of proposed changes to Section 27.80 of Title 14, Ocean Salmon Fishing Regulations. As with the two previous agenda items, the commission at its February 3rd meeting authorized staff to publish notice. We published the notice March 3rd and March 14th. At the March 3rd meeting, the department provided a presentation and received public testimony. The commission took emergency action on March 14th by teleconference meeting to open the ocean salmon season south of Horse Mountain on April 2nd. That action occurred and moved forward. The commission received an update on April 7th from the department, and it also received public testimony. The Pacific Fishery Management Council had not yet weighed in on this. The department is prepared to give us an indication of what the PFMC, the Pacific Fishery Management Council, has said. You have exhibits in your binders on this. And I believe, Scott Barrow, we turn this one over to you. Is that right?
That's correct.
Before you start, I have no speaker cards here in Sacramento. Remote location speaker cards?
None in Santa Barbara.
None here, none in Ontario.
Okay.
Good morning, Commissioner Scott Barrow of the department. Before I read the actual seasons, in all areas, fishing this year will be 7 days a week, all salmon except coho, two fish per day, and minimum size limit of 24 inches total length. So for the Klamath KMZ from the Oregon border to Horse Mountain, the proposed season this year will be May 14th through September 5th. For the area known as Fort Bragg from Horse Mountain to Point Arena, it's already open on April 2nd. It'll close on October 30th. For the area known as San Francisco from Point Arena to Pigeon Point, it is already open on April 2nd. It will close on October 30th. For the area south of Pigeon Point, the U.S.-Mexico border, which is Monterey and all points south, it'll open on April 2nd and close on September 18th. With that, I'll wait for questions.
Any questions or comments from the commission?
No. No in Ontario.
None in Santa Barbara.
Okay, we'll hear the prepared motion.
Moved and seconded that the commission, pursuant to the authority by several sections of the Fish and Game Code, and to implement and interpret, make specific these sections of the code, those sections will be specified in the official motion, hereby amend Section 27.80 of Title 14 regarding ocean salmon sport fishing.
So moved.
Second. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Richards?
Aye.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Kellogg?
Aye.
Passed unanimously, 3-0 vote. Again, nobody in Monterey. Number four is announcement of future meetings, Mr. President, and our next meeting is May 4th and 5th in Ontario. I want to circle back again and call everybody's attention to the fact that we sent out a press release earlier this week indicating the possibility of adding an agenda item regarding ground fish regulations so that the commission could have an opportunity to conform with the federal ground fish regulations. We have not yet heard from the feds on the ground fish regulations, and we won't hear from them until April 29th. Therefore, we're agendizing this matter for the May 4th and 5th commission meeting.
Any questions or comments from the commission?
None in Santa Barbara.
None in Ontario.
Okay, with that, thank you, everybody, for your participation. The commission meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, guys.
Well,